Sometimes people ask me, why do you do the longer versions of readings and even the gospel readings? Because I feel we miss something when we do the shorter readings. And it shows us that there's much more to a story, and especially here with Lazarus rising from the dead, that meets the eye. We see that Lazarus did indeed die, and it took a couple of days for Jesus to go out and see him, to heal him. And he did that to show his disciples something greater. Because it's not shortly thereafter that Jesus is put to death. And he wants his disciples to remain in love with him, in love with everything that they accomplished, and have that strength to move forward and to allow Christ's love and example to be what they follow and to put their hope in. When we allow ourselves to put ourselves in hope of something greater, we allow ourselves to fall more in love with our Lord. Just as Jesus showed these people in Bethany how he brought Lazarus back from the dead. But I feel there's more to that than just bringing Lazarus back from the dead. He is starting to show to us that he, Jesus, is the resurrection and the life. And he wants us not to die to our sins, die to the darkness of our sins, but he wants us to rise with him, to be born anew, if you will, and come out of the tombs of our hearts and allow ourselves to grow in the love of Christ Jesus. When we allow ourselves to grow in the love of Christ Jesus, we allow something greater to happen. We start putting our hope in Christ Jesus. It's no longer my will be done, but it's our Lord's will be done. And when we allow our Lord's will to be done, we start slowly recognizing our Lord in others. We start recognizing that our Lord wants us to grow closer to him and allow ourselves to rise with him once again. Because our Lord is a loving Lord and wants us to get back and start showing others that love. We might have fallen miserably in our Lenten practices, whatever they might have been. And our Lord is saying, let us get back up. Let us start observing them even closer. Because we realize that we need the Lord to walk with us. It was never about our will be done, our will to get our Lenten observances done, but it's the will of Christ Jesus walking with us, being with us, and allowing ourselves to grow closer to him and to accept him into our hearts. That's why our Lord doesn't want us to die. He wants us to place him in our lives, in our hearts. And he wants us to gain our strength in him, in his very body, blood, soul, and divinity. The very reason we come here, week in and week out, is to receive our Lord and to gain his strength and allow ourselves to grow in love. So let us challenge ourselves for these last couple of weeks to once again get back up, do our Lenten observance, and do it with pride, and allow ourselves to grow